Hey, good morning and welcome to the Ringer Wrap here on KYMN 95.1 The One. Jimmy LaRue on a Saturday morning. It's 10 o'clock straight up. What is in store for our holiday weekend? Or actually, it's holiday weekend is next weekend. But for today, the weekend before the holidays, partly sunny skies may be expected today. It might warm up to around 39. Mostly probably cooling off tonight around 30. Temperatures are just going to remain steady over the next few days. For tomorrow, looks like mostly cloudy skies, warming up to 44. And then for Sunday night, mostly cloudy and cooling off to 27. Monday looks like a high of around 32. Tuesday looks like some sunshine and 28. Wednesday, maybe 31. And for Thanksgiving, looks like partly sunny skies and an expected high of only 28 degrees. We have overcast skies and 34 here in the Cannon Valley. So we've got a lot of fun stuff going on for you today. Welcome to the Raider Wrap. We'll be talking a lot of hockey. Let's just put it that way. This week on Meet the Raider, we've got some of the top captains for the boys hockey team. They'll be appearing here. We will have Mike Luckraft on for the boys as they get ready to tee things up on Tuesday. And now I have the head coach, co-head coach of the girls hockey team is in our midst as well. Jeff LaPanta is on board here this morning as well. So lots of hockey to talk about, but what the heck? Let's find out what else is going on in Raider sports with this week's Raider Scoreboard and Liz Campbell.
Hello and good morning, Raider Nation. I'm your host, Liz Campbell, and you are listening to this week's Raider Sports Scoreboard on this week's Raider Wrap. As we are getting into winter sports, we're going to have a little bit of a short scoreboard today, but as more winter sports start, we're going to have some more scores for you guys every week. Last Saturday, the Highlanders dance team had their first competition of the season. They scored first overall in varsity kick and second overall in varsity jazz. They will compete again later on today in Rosemount. The girls hockey team had their Veterans Appreciation Night on Tuesday, playing against Rochester Mayo and beating them 7-2. Mia Miller had a spectacular penalty goal along with one power play goal. Lily Jindra, Avery Wagner, Emma Perutka, Emily Beham and Regan Crone all had one goal apiece on the night. They had another game on Thursday away against Benilde St. Margaret's, losing with a final score of 4-1. Taylor Crone had the Raiders' one goal of the night. Girls basketball had a game on Thursday against New Prague, losing with a score of 81-54. Tatum Sawyer led the Raiders in points on Thursday with 10 points on the night. The team will play away against Holy Angels later on today. That is it for your Raider Sports Scoreboard this week. Keep listening for more sports on KYMN 95.1 The One.
All right, well, thank you, Liz, for that brief update. I want to get some other information updated as well. The girls' swim and dive team, as you know, participated in state last week. Nora Cordium finished third in both of her events, the 100 butterfly and the 100 backstroke. She ended up tying for third place in the backstroke with another athlete named Nora. Kind of ironic, don't you think? Our relay teams, well, they swam pretty well. The 200 medley won the consolation heat, and 400 free relay moved up two places and got 11th. The team finished overall 11th place in the state. Congratulations to them as well. Well, we turn from the swimming pool to the hockey arena, and similar in size. They are both made of water. But that's about where it is.
I hope so.
Jeff LaPanta is our guest, co-associate head coach. Coach, you've had a few games in the pool, so to speak, or on the ice. How's the season coming along here?
I would have to say we're pleasantly surprised. You know, we have a lot of turnover on our roster this year. It's a new looking and feeling team, and we're off to a nice start.
Well, you get turnover every year. That's normal.
High school athletics.
It shouldn't be a big deal. Mm-hmm. But when you start looking at, you know, you had Izzy Steffes, Abby Sparks, and Lisa Walker. You had Ayla Puppy, Grace McCaution, Emerson Garley, Rita Langford. I mean, these were all players on that team that played multiple years in their positions And, you know, you had your number one line and your number two lines for, seems like, generations.
Yeah, but, certainly.
But the reality, I mean, and then you lost a lot of people, but then you turn back around. If you look at last year's roster and what the girls did last year, they were pretty much undefeated throughout the year, and they lost that one contest. But now you look at everything that's coming back. All of these players were on last year's team. Bella Torgensen, Lily Gendra, Lindsay Erickson, Taylor Krohn, Alyssa Schoenbauer, Evelyn Amundsen, Emma Perutka, Emily Beham, Paukert, Paulson, Miller, Casal, Bice, Keenan, Nagy, and Mueller. I mean, that's a lot of players coming back. That's got to feel good, though.
Yeah, it's you're shuffling the deck, though. All new roles, right? Like you said, that some of the players that led us last year were there in prominent roles for 2-3 seasons, and you don't take a roster and shuffle deck when you lose 100 and whatever it was, 140 goals from last year's team. That's a lot of goals. So it's gonna have a different look and a different feel, and we'll find out who we are as the season moves along.
You went off 3-0, and then you got beat the other night by Benilde St. Margaret. No, Benilde St. Margaret's up in St. Louis Park up there. They're an independent school, so they have open enrollment. They can bring anybody they want into the programs pretty much. But let's reflect on maybe the first couple of games. You had Mound West Tonka, which is a decent game. Mueller shut down like 42 shots that game. You're victorious over Owatonna, and Owatonna, you know, very physical team. They always are a cross country or cross city opponent,
rival.
And it's always a huge rival. So to get them 4-1. In their house must have felt pretty good.
Yeah, it's a nice measuring stick. You know, we feel like they're always going to be one of our top competitors in the conference and certainly in the section. Last year they took us to the brink. Our season was on edge, so to speak, there in the section semifinal at home with Owatonna. So regardless of records every year, if you play a rival like Owatonna, it's nice to get a victory.
Right. So did you practice this morning? Walkthrough?
No, we didn't do a walkthrough.
Okay.
Come section playoff time, that's been a tradition. If we have a Saturday evening game, we'll have a Saturday morning breakfast with the team and then a morning skate, but not during the season.
They need
some time off. And they're students too, right?
Right. Well, and you think about it, it's early. I mean, we just started Saturday, November 9th.
Right.
I mean, we're a couple weeks into the program. You guys already got 4 games on your bed. Tonight's going to be 5. It's a 3:00 game. How does that affect you guys at all with your game or your preparation?
I think not from the coach's standpoint, but the kids have to figure it out. You know, there's differences in how you handle your day with, you know, nutrition and activity level and sleep. We talk about those things. We want them to be healthy athletes and learn how their bodies work and putting themselves in position to compete at a high level. So for some of them, they're just learning these routines. What does it mean on a 3:00 game? How do I prepare to show up at the rink at 1:30 ready to go?
Versus a
morning game in youth hockey at, you know, 9 a.m. So.
Well, you think about it. I mean, yeah. I mean, we used to we'd play till 10:00 at night on the outdoor rink, and then 7:00 in the morning, we were on the ice arena first thing in the morning on Saturday morning, skating again. You know, it was just something you did. You know,
yeah.
It's just, you know, you just got up. And, well, what do you got to do today? Well, let's go skate. Okay, and away we did. You know, because that was something to do as a young child.
Right.
I mean, that's all we had.
I lived the same way.
You know, we did. It was that or watch cartoons, and
you just went outdoors and figured it out.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Benilde St. Margaret, like I said, you lost 4-1 on Thursday. So, what did you do yesterday in preparation for today? Did you talk about the game, and then you come back and you
very say, little. It just depends on where you're at in the season and what the outcome was, and what you read is what your team needs. And yesterday we kind of have a tradition in Raider girls hockey of Friday fun days. Occasionally, you know, it should be fun every day you come to the rink to compete and get better. But sometimes you just have to let down your guard a little bit, have a little fun. Yesterday's theme was the seniors get to pick kind of the games that we're doing. We played small area games all day. No drills, no chalk talk, no skills, and focusing on little details. Just go play hockey, similar to what you just said, just kind of pond hockey, play different formats, different games that bring out different elements of the game, and we let the seniors kind of choose. So they get to run the practice a little bit, and we kind of put our hands off a little bit.
But there is, I mean, they are skating.
Yeah, still expect them to compete hard and play. It's just a different focus.
But they're not...
Sometimes you need a mental break.
Maybe they're doing a stick skill or something like that, or a skating still.
Yeah, I mean, you're just playing a game. You're playing a short-sided game, small area game with a different focus, and you just take the thinking away and just go play and have fun.
Right.
And sometimes you just need that mental break. You don't need to stare at the chalkboard or the whiteboard and hear about what we're working on, the power play or forecheck or just that kind of stuff. Just let them play hockey.
Is there anything that you noticed during those games? And why I ask is, it's kind of funny because when you take pressure off, sometimes your athletes have a different mindset and they bring a different skill level or talent. It's like they're relaxed now.
Right.
And now they shine a little bit. Do you ever run across any of that with your athletes?
No, certainly you want them to experiment. Some kids are doing that all the time, and they can do that in a game scenario and any kind of drill you're doing, and they're constantly pressing the limits. But a lot of kids don't because they're thinking too much. So if you just throw the puck out and go play, beat those other three over there, let's play 3-on-3 cross ice for 20 minutes and see what happens. Yeah, creativity comes out.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of our game.
Right. But there was no walkthrough today?
Nope.
So you just get on the bus and you're at home.
Yeah,
so you're
home today,
at home. So you're not even going anywhere.
Yeah. They have general instructions. Get out of bed early. Don't sleep in. Don't stay up late on the phone. You get to bed early. Get out of bed early. Have a nice breakfast. Do stuff with your friends. Be outside. And then show up to the rink ready to prepare.
What time do you show up at the rink?
About 1:30. About an hour and a half before when there's not a JV game.
There's no JV again today?
No JV, unfortunately.
So, we talked about that and... A lot of these teams are, the JV teams are going away.
This is Rochester, and they're struggling, so it's disappointing.
Yeah, so they've had some issues down there with enrollment to the hockey and their athletics and stuff like that. Is there anything in particular that's going on down there?
Not that I can speak of specifically, but just from a distance, they have one youth association, and then they have to feed three high schools, and so I think things get jumbled up there in that 7th-8th grade mix, and people kind of start shifting what school they're going to all of a sudden, and there's a balance of power shift, and one school is left out to dry, so to speak, with numbers, and once your numbers are low, it's hard to get them back,
right?
And then you have some losing seasons. People aren't really drawn to that, so it's a difficult dynamic down there.
How much do you guys look back? How much do you go back and grab some film? For example, you had Rochester Mayo the other night. It was 1-1 after one, mm-hmm. and then you guys kind of pretty much put it to them in the second period there, but I think you were obviously deeper, mm-hmm. and a little more physical. And I mean, they stayed within that first period. It was pretty even. And we talked about that in the pregame, how they were going to come out and they're going to be feisty. They're going to come out and try to win this contest. And I think the first period we had a really nice, and then it was second period. You guys kind of took over. And then I think you had too many people deep.
Yeah.
Too deep for them. They just ran out of gas, I think. But
yeah, we're going to get everybody's best. Certainly, we have a target on our back in the conference, and we have a target on our back in the section. We've been the section champs two of the last 3 years.
Right.
Three straight section finals. People know we have a target on our back. So that's a privilege. So we just got to expect, no matter who we're playing, they're going to get their best effort, whatever that's going to look like, night in and night out.
We talked about scoring. And you've got four games in. What are you seeing? What do you like?
Well, one of our themes, if you're going to draw it up for the kids, is, we lost, like we said, lost 140-some-odd goals. That's almost four goals per game. We're not going to score six goals a game this year. We're just not. So you just are very honest and say, we have to score by committee. That's been one of our themes. And so we want everybody to have a goal scorer's mentality, to know how they can contribute to the team. Where are they going to score their goals from? And be very honest with them. If you don't have a shot like Miss Puppy had last year, you're not going to score from the tops of the circles. But maybe you can score some dirty goals around the paint, mixing it up and getting some rebounds. So kind of defining that. Number one, we need scoring from everybody. Everybody has to contribute. Every goal is going to matter. And then how we score and how we leverage each player's strengths in that scoring area. If you're good at screening and tipping, be good at screening and tipping. Get to the net. Cause some havoc, get your sticks on pucks, get rebounds, things like that.
Well, I did notice that against Rochester Mayo that there was the shot out in front, puck came off the pad, boom, rebound, score.
Beautiful thing.
And that's right, right there, boom, came right off, knock it in, score. There was a lot of that on that night, which was good to see.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're preaching every day. I mean, certainly we have some high-end team that can create their own, so to speak, in basketball terms. Can beat people one-on-one, can take it end-to-end. We've got a defenseman, one of the best defensemen in the state, Mia Miller, that can certainly from red line to goal line to goal line and create her own scoring opportunities and score from the point with a very heavy and accurate shot. But for the majority of our players, it's going to be shot volume. It's going to be getting in the right place at the right time, creating havoc in front of the net, and getting rebounds.
And I do look at this roster that you have here, and you see some younger people stepping up a little bit. Reese Perutka is one of those that I noticed was rather outstanding. Young Avery Wagner stepped into uniform number 9, and that was some big skates. But I got to tell you, I'm impressed. That young lady can skate.
Yeah, she can skate. She loves to have the puck on her stick, and she loves to compete. You can't teach compete. I mean, you can nurture it a little bit, but she just loves to compete. And she does that every day in practice, and she's gritty. Yeah. For a ninth grader, she's not afraid of contact, and she's got a strong stick, and she likes to mix it up. So those are great elements to have as a young player.
Well, and then, like I said, you have a lot of people that came back when you think about it, and the defensemen and different people that you had on the ice. Having Miller in that back that's played for, what, this is probably her fourth year as a starter
there. She's our quarterback. Yeah. She's got to log a lot of minutes, and that's one of the things we'll be working on throughout the years is pushing her stamina, but also knowing when's too much, right, to be effective out there. She's gonna learn a lot about how to reserve energy at times when she's just out there to stop the other team's best scoring players and things like that. So the sky's the limit for her.
Did I hear someone talk about 40 minutes of her on ice?
Well, I mean, she's been in the upper 30s already for sure. We got to look at it as when we review film and see.
So in case you're wondering, there's 17 minutes to a period, and that means there's three periods. There's 51 minutes. She's skating 40 of the 51. That's ridiculous.
It's a lot.
Isn't that a lot?
Yeah, it's a lot. You know, she's obviously got to be out there on kill. She's the quarterback of our power play, so she's not going to miss those opportunities. And she just has to be on the ice a lot, especially against the other team's top forwards. You know, if game doesn't have a lot of special teams, we'll be able to dial that back a little bit. But some games, it's what's going to be demanded of her.
Right.
She enjoys that challenge.
But does she ever like go, come on, put me back in. Come on, put me back. It's like you're like, well, you already, take a break, girl.
No, we have to hold her out once in a while and say, no, let's get 30 seconds here, right? Let's force you to sit down and take some deep breaths for a minute.
Right.
No, that's fun. She loves to compete and she loves to be out there, so.
Awesome. So, again, you've got Rochester Century today. How's their enrollment? Have you checked out their team?
Obviously, no JV, so they've been struggling. Certainly, when I started coaching in this conference 13 years ago, all the Rochester, in fact, Lourdes had a team as well, so there's four teams down to two. So they're combined JM and Century, so their numbers are low, so they're struggling that way. Thankfully, they still have a team. We don't want teams to dry up like Faribault dried up, and you just don't get those teams back. They're in the bottom third of the conference, certainly. Don't know a lot about them. I know last year we blew them off the ice 15-0, I think it was. So, I mean, we expect to be in control today and use it as a learning experience for some of our younger players and some ice time for some of those developing players.
Well, and again, yeah, you don't have somebody that can put 8 goals in the back of the net either, just skating up the ice.
I don't expect it to be 15, but we expect to control the play.
Right.
So that's the main thing, and be making more hockey plays and have the puck on our stick more than they do, certainly, and have a lot of zone time today.
And Macy Miller's doing outstanding. I know you talked about getting Bella in along the way. Is there any foreseeable?
Well, we have three goalies, and so they all may get a chance. It's Macy's job. When you get to varsity level hockey, your best goalie, and she is it, will play. She's certainly one of the best goalies in the state. We expect her to be in the conversation for a top 10 senior goalie this year. She's been experienced, and she's been through section finals. She's been to a state tournament. She's faced games like Benilde the other night where she knows she's going to face 40-plus shots and lots of traffic, and so she's very experienced. So she's going to ride as long as she can go, as long as she's healthy. If there's a game where she needs a mental break for some reason or a physical break, then we'll maybe look at that and let one of the younger goalies get in there. But essentially, she's going to be our starter and play every minute until the season's over at the varsity.
Yeah, I was going to say, because Bella Torgensen is in there as a goalie, and there's a young Shimoda,
yes,
which would be the sister to Will, who is an excellent goalie for the boys' team as well. So we're kind of excited to see what that young lady brings to the game a little bit.
Bright future ahead, no doubt.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, hey, thanks for coming in. And I'm not going to keep you all day.
No.
Because
thanks for putting up with me.
I got other people to talk to.
we can't talk hockey all day?
Oh, we can.
Yeah.
Mike Luckraft is coming in just a few minutes. We'll talk about the boys as well. They're in the same kind of a condition, too. They've changed their top lines and stuff like that. So how has that been for you guys as a coaching staff? Is it weird? Does it feel weird when those first couple of practices, when all of a sudden, you know, everyone hits the ice and you're like looking around and those six players aren't there and it's like...
Oh, I mean a little bit, but you're just used to this. That's what comes with coaching, right? And you're already thinking about it the minute the ice is out and you're thinking the summer, what's the team going to look like coming back, right? Who do we have? So you kind of have to put that in the rearview mirror. you reflect and you enjoy what you had, but you're on to the next, right? And every team's different.
So with that said, you knew you were losing a lot of people, but you also knew you had a bunch of young people coming up.
Skilled, aggressive, yep.
Did you start the practices off differently than you normally would, or is it just the same old, you know, look, this is how we're going to organize, this is what we're going to do, let's see who shows up?
Yeah, I would say a little of both. You're not going to skip steps, though. You're gonna go back to the basics and kind of drill in what are some of the hallmarks of how we want to play and who we are as a program. So you do start way back foundationally when you got that many new people, because hockey's a lot about language, too. Coaching is it's relationship building, number one, and then it's what language are we speaking and how are we wanting to play and what habits are we trying to build. So got to get them involved in that language and that culture now as they move from youth hockey to high school
program. Sure. Sure. Yeah. And there's a little more intensity in high school, and, you know, I mean, it's...
Yeah, there better be. Right?
Every level, it kind of goes up a little bit.
Yeah, you want to have fun, but you're there to compete. Our number one purpose is to compete and to prepare and plan to win, right? You're trying to win.
Right. So. All right. Well, Coach LaPlanta joins us this morning. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, appreciate you having
me. Thanks for coming in. Good luck this afternoon. Go get another win for us.
We will do that.
We'll just keep bringing you in here every Saturday. We'll just keep talking hockey.
I love it.
All right.
You take care.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right.
All right. Co-head coach of the girls hockey team, Jeff LaPlanta, joins us this morning. We're going to have more hockey, believe it or not, coming up in this week's Meet the Raiders. Stick around for that. And then we've got more hockey coming up a little bit later with Mike Lightcroft as well. You're listening to the Raider Wrap here on 95.1 The One and AM 1080. KYMN, stick around.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Cravey, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Mallory Peterson, go Raiders!
The City of Northfield's Economic Development Authority is partnering with the University of Minnesota to gain a deeper understanding of business life in Northfield through the Connecting Business and Community Program. This process includes direct conversation with every willing business in Northfield. Volunteers, professionals, and local leaders will interview business owners about their general community concerns, challenges in business operations, and economic outlook to better understand what works and what needs work in Northfield. To learn more about this program, visit the city's website. We want every business in town to participate. That's northfieldmn.gov/CBC.
Wow, 12 years in business. All the hard work and struggles have led to growth and success. And now, after a dozen years under the belt, it's all smooth sailing from here, right?
Maybe, maybe not.
Looking back, it's the amazing bankers at Merchants Bank that have always been there to lean on. As relationships build, the banker has become a trusted advisor and part of the team. In today's world, things may not always be easy, but Merchants Bank has provided the resource and expertise we've all needed along the way. We've always worked together.
Hi, I'm Adam Steffel, president of NCC Builders. Is your kitchen feeling cramped? Is your bathroom outdated? Or maybe your basement is just wasted space? At NCC Builders, we specialize in transforming homes to meet your needs, whether it's upgrading your kitchen, turning your bathroom into a spa-like retreat, or converting your basement into a functional living space. We're here to bring your vision to life. Let's start planning your remodel or new build today. NCC Builders, transforming homes and building dreams. Visit nccbuilders.com.
Locally owned, independently programmed, 95.1 The One.
Lots of activities going on today, for sure. We not only have the Raiders girls hockey team taking on Rochester at 3 o'clock this afternoon, but we do know that the Gophers are playing Penn State here about 2 o'clock, 2:30 this afternoon as well. And then this afternoon, the Northfield Arts Guild presents a Cannon Valley Regional Orchestra concert that's called Bonjour, Music of France. Performing works by Saint-Saëns, Bizet, and Franck. That's going on today, Saturday. at 3 o'clock this afternoon at St. John's Lutheran Church. It does not mention anything. Well, tickets are $15. It does say $15 at the door. So at 3 o'clock today at St. John's Lutheran Church in Northfield. Tomorrow they'll be doing it again over at the 2nd Avenue Northwest in Faribault at the Cathedral of the Merciful Savior tomorrow. It's called Bonjour, Music of France. Oh, oui, oui. 27 minutes after 10 o'clock, overcast skies. We're at 34, might get up to maybe 39 today. So things are going to be kind of this way throughout the next 7 days, according to our 7-day forecast, all the way through. Highs right there in the 20s and 30s, lows down in the teens, maybe even on Thanksgiving night we might see temperatures as low as 10 degrees above zero. Like I said, mostly overcast skies currently, and we are looking at cloudy skies in 35. So still, nice day, not too windy, nice day to get outside and enjoy some fresh air. And it is, of course, Eat a Cranberry Day today as well. And if that doesn't do it for you, there's also National Espresso Day. And so, yeah, so you can either enjoy yourself a nice National Espresso for today, or you could eat the cranberry and feel good about yourself. Speaking good about yourself, I feel good about this week's Meet the Raider. We got more hockey coming for you here as well. Grant Selko is going to interview the boys' hockey team. Now, they start on Tuesday night, which we'll talk a little bit more with Mike Luckcraft coming up after this. But for now, it's this week's Meet the Raider with Grant Selko. Grant, what up?
Hello, Raider Nation. Welcome back to Meet the Raider. I'm your host, Grant Selko, and today in the studio we have Bridger Riley, Griffin Canelli, and Christian Wayman. How are you boys doing today?
Good.
Good. Good.
Glad to be here.
Yeah.
First off, how are you guys feeling confidence-wise before the season starts?
Yeah, I'm Bridger Riley. I'm a junior. And we're feeling good. We got a lot of young guys this year, or some young guys, and we're kind of piecing stuff together in the early stages of practice, getting ready for our first game on Tuesday.
I'm Griffin Canelli. I'm a senior, and yeah, confidence is high heading into the year. First game's on Tuesday against Century, and I think we're ready to go.
Yeah, I'm Christian Whiteman Jr. Adding on to what Bridger and Griffin said, I think a lot of expectation on us this year, being the back-to-back section champ, but you know, we're ready to uphold that challenge.
Goals-wise, how are you feeling on how you're going to end the season?
Yeah, obviously we feel pretty strong that we should be the section champions. We've made it to that first game in state the last 2 years, but we want to build on that, win that game, and stay at the X for a longer period of time. But we got a lot of games to get to that point, so just keep cracking away at it as time goes.
Yeah, obviously winning that first game at state would be really big for our team and just kind of our community in general. But we got to win the games throughout the season to get us a good seed to be able to have that chance to do that.
Yeah, every game matters, obviously, but I think at the end of the season, our goal definitely is to climb over that hump, like they said, to, you know, win a game or two at state and, you know, hopefully go all the way. That's our goal, but yeah, it's probably.
And what does it take during the season to be able to reach the goal of actually going far in state this season?
It's definitely a long season, and there's going to be ups and downs. People lose games that they're not supposed to, but it's just kind of climbing over those losses and being able to bounce back right away and keep the boys going for the next game.
Yeah, it's going to be just about staying consistent at practice, going 100% every single day and just working every single day, come ready to practice every single day, and at the end of the year should be good to go.
We got a really strong back end, especially to start the season here with really good returning four defensemen with Bridger, Benny, and Ashton and Carter, and a good goalie that's coming back, so I think there's a lot of pressure on our forwards to be able to put the puck in the net because we got a really strong back end and defense that we want to build on. So
Bridger, you mentioned dealing with adversity. How would you, as a team, overcome adversity during the season?
I think it's just staying positive. Like, even in practice, stuff's not going well. Tensions can get high, so I think it's important just to lift each other up, players down, or whatever it may be, and just learning from a loss, but also building from it because you can't stay in the same spot you were.
Yeah, it's just going to be about coming up the next day hard, 100%. Even if you, you know, lose the game the night before, you just got to come to work every single day and just make sure you stay on a positive mindset.
I think everyone also has a role that, you know, that changes throughout the season, obviously, but kind of has a role that they have to commit to, whether it's just being a penalty kill guy or whatever. Like, everyone has a role that they just have to go 100% on, no matter what their task is. So.
And what does it take for you guys to stay motivated throughout the season when things may get hard?
I think it's just that end goal. That end goal of being a state champion sometime is just what keeps you going. winning games with your boys?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the state championship is what every hockey kid in Minnesota plays for. And
for me, and I think a lot of guys feel this way too, is trying to remember kind of that feeling of losing last year to St. Cloud Cathedral, yeah, getting their butts kicked. I think, you know, at the end of practice, when you don't want to go hard for those last reps, you kind of just think about how that felt like, and looking at the seniors across the room who just realize that they don't have a chance to complete this end goal anymore, it just kind of motivates and fuels me, and I'm sure a lot of the guys feel the same way.
Yeah.
Along with the motivation you guys have, what do you believe is the best attribute about your guys' team?
Yeah, I feel like we're hardworking. Like, this group of kids, even throughout youth hockey, has always been together. We may lack skill compared to some teams, but we always are going to go out there and work as hard as we can. So I think that's one of the key things that sets us apart from other teams.
Obviously, like kind of Rich said, we don't necessarily have as much skill as some other teams we played, but I feel like we play as a team better than any team that we'll play all year. We kind of just know where each other is going to be on the ice and kind of have a feel for like how each other plays, and that can kind of help us.
For me, I would say probably our depth. I think this year, unlike a lot of other years, we have three strong forward lines that I feel comfortable, and I know our coaches feel comfortable with playing at any minute of the game. You know, we have such a good third line this year, so physical, that we can, you know, we're comfortable putting them against most teams' top six. So I think just our depth and, yeah, our camaraderie and hard work, I think, is going to kind of be our identity this year.
And how do you guys build that chemistry to be able to work hard for each other?
Yeah, obviously it's not 100% where we want it to be right now, but it's early stages of the year, and it's just playing with the guys. Communication's key, I think. Stuff, something's not clicking, you're just talking, or helping the younger guy out that doesn't maybe know what's going on, and continuing to build on our systems and whatever it may be in the game.
Yeah, I mean, throughout youth hockey, we've had a lot of time playing together. I mean, that obviously builds a lot of chemistry, and once we get a little bit rolling in the season, that should come back and be wherever we want it to be.
Yeah, I got it on the bridge, and Griff said, I think we just got so much confidence in one another. We just kind of know where each other's going to be on the ice. We've been playing together for 8 years. We just kind of, every time I'm below the net, I just look for Bridger up top. I know he's going to make a play with it every time. So they just trust in each other, and yeah.
What factor do you think communication plays in a game?
I think it's probably one of the most important things there is, because, like, you can't always see what's going on, but your teammate can see what's going on. Let them know, whether it's in the game or after a shift on the bench, something you're seeing. That kind of just adds another level of that you need to be successful, I think.
Yeah, obviously, on the ice, don't really know what's going on, can't really see the ice 100% of the time, and you hear someone calling for it, you know where they are, you know they're open, and when you get done with the shift on the bench, just communicating about what you see out there, like how you can, what you see on the power play, penalty kill, how you can score more goals, what you see from their defense.
Moving on to more of a personal side, what is the major goal for yourself this season?
I played the last 2 years. I've always been more like of a defensive defenseman, but I'd like to get up in the play this year a lot more and put up more points than I have in years prior. I think that'd be a key point, considering we lost a lot of forwards last year, and helping contribute to the offense more.
Yeah, mine is just play better in the defensive zone and help our D out along the boards. Get pucks out of the zone.
Yeah, great goal.
Yeah. I'd say one of the bigger ones for me is, you know, I get a little hot-headed on the ice sometimes and tend to spend a little time in the box. And, you know, I don't want to take that part out of my game completely, but definitely tone it back a little bit. Also, we did lose a lot of guys that scored the majority of our points last year, but this year we, you know, almost have a whole top two lines, and right, which I'm a part of, and I definitely want to contribute a lot more offensively this year, just kind of like the guys that graduated did.
Yeah. And what are your guys' plans or aspirations after high school?
Not 100% sure on that yet, but I think just kind of play these next 2 years out and see where that goes, and whether that's college or junior hockey or whatever it may be, just kind of seeing where it leads to me.
This is the end of the road for hockey for me. I'm going to go to college next year and study business at the University of St. Thomas.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat as Bridge. I'd like to, obviously, but to a certain degree. I wouldn't waste money and time if I don't think there's any potential there to play hockey after high school, so I just go to college, but we'll see. It depends on how this year goes.
And moving to game day, how would you guys prepare for a tough opponent?
It all starts the week of practice, whether it's like a Thursday game, it all starts on Monday. Intensity's got to pick up throughout the week and continue to get better, and then when the game day's here, it just takes everybody to do their role and do their part to contribute to a win.
Yeah, obviously, like a film room plays a big part in that too. You know, if we know what the other team's doing, we've watched a couple of their games, we kind of know where to attack them and what they're going to kind of bring at us. But just make sure everyone's ready to go 100% every game day, no matter who we're playing.
Yeah, also, I think a lot of it's a mentality thing too. Having the mindset going into the game that we know we're going to win, we know we're the better team, no matter who we're playing. Doesn't matter if it's the state champs last year or, you know, some team that we beat pretty easily every time. I think it's just the mentality that we're the better team, and yeah.
And personally, how would you guys prepare for a game?
Like I said, it starts in practice. Just
mine varies quite a bit different than Bridger's or Griff's, I think. I kind of just treat it like a normal day. You know, pretty simple guy. I get to the rink hour and a half early, get some food in me, you know, Cheetos.
Yeah.
The vending machine, whatever it may be. And then no meditation or anything fancy, just play hockey.
Mine might be a little different from Christian's there. Show up two hours early and just kind of lock in from there. I don't really talk to too many people. Just listen to music, get warmed up, stretched out, mental preparation, whatever it may be, and then just ready to go by the time.
Yep.
Yeah, I pretty much treat it like a normal day up until the end of the school day. Maybe at school I'll watch like a film game on them or something, but once I get to the arena, I don't know, mental preparation, get a warm-up in, tape my stick, and then just ready to go from there for warm-ups.
How do you guys balance schoolwork and hockey together?
Yeah, I mean, just try to get it done in school, obviously, study hall, whenever you have time to do it, yeah, or after practice, but it's not too challenging.
Yeah, no, just mainly getting it done in school, you know, and while the teacher's talking, and by the time you get home, you got nothing to do.
I think once you get your studies out of the way, get the homework done before you show up at the arena, it kind of clears, at least for me, it clears my head and helps me focus more on the game knowing I got nothing on my plate. So,
right. For sure.
What do you guys believe the style of play you guys bring on game day?
I mean, I think that can vary based on who we're playing, but typically we're just our hard-nosed hockey team who likes to get the puck in, go to work from there, and just grind it out.
Yeah, I'd say in general we're pretty gritty. No matter who we're really playing, we always outwork them. We were always grinding in the corners. We're always winning puck battles out in front of the net. And I feel like that gives us the advantage, even if their team's a little bit more skilled or bigger. But we'll always outwork them no matter who we're playing.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, I think everybody like kind of brings a different role, a different strength to the game. You know, there's a couple guys that really just like to hit and play physical, and that's, you know, that helps our team out a lot. And there's some guys on the way the other end of the road where they're just super skilled. But, yeah, guys play different roles.
And personally, what do you guys believe your biggest strength is as a hockey player?
Yeah, like I said earlier, I'm pretty skilled in the D zone, I'd like to say. Skating has always been one of my strengths, being able to use my feet to get the puck out of the zone. And hopefully I can continue to build that offensive side of the game this year.
Yeah, I'd say mine is passing the puck. Yeah, I feel like I have a good knack for finding guys on the back door, passing up the ice, and if I can figure out a way to put the puck in the net a couple more times this year, I feel like that could make me like kind of a dual threat on offense.
I think physicality is definitely a big part of my game. Getting gritty and
throwing a few chirps in
there. Yeah, throwing a few chirps around. But also, I like to say my shot's pretty good. So.
And what is one skill you guys are working on this season?
Like I said earlier, just continue to – I take a lot of pride in the D zone and kind of work out from there, neutral zone, offensive zone, and walking that blue line, getting shots through, and just being deceptive.
Oh, yeah, mine's just scoring more goals. I mean, I had a lot of chances last year, and in some scrimmages this year, I just got to find a way to just put the puck away.
Yeah, mine's probably in the defensive zone. I think I need to work on being a more 200-foot player, playing both ends of the ice, so.
And what is one moment from your guys' hockey career that you can remember is the best?
Probably sophomore year, section final against New Prague. Northfield hadn't been to the state tournament for high school hockey since 2017. And the year before, when I was a freshman, I was on the team, but they lost the heartbreaker in the semifinals. And just being able to get over that hump in the section finals, being New Prague, just was huge for the team and the community in general. And then it kind of set a standard, too, that like we know we can go there every single year now. And no matter who we're playing, we know that we're the top dog in Section 1A.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Griffin on that game, my freshman year section championship game. Being able to get back to the X, I think that was pretty special, really good for the community. But now it's just going to be that next game at state, obviously trying to win that one.
probably the experience of just being able to play at the X and play with, you know, the guys that I've played with my whole life, and to be able to play on the biggest stage with them was pretty special. So,
and what is one major setback that you guys have experienced in your guys' careers?
I'd have to go that first state game my freshman year, losing in overtime. Fortunate events throughout that game, and yeah, that kind of just always in the back of my head a little bit, which pushes me to go even harder.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with Bridger on that one. That was a tough loss, especially because we were just so close there in overtime, about 30 seconds away from going to double overtime with one of the best teams in the state. And yeah, and just that one, that goal went in, your heart just drops, and you know you're never gonna really have the chance with those same group of guys again. And then it just kind of sets in from there.
Yeah, mine was actually probably the last game of the season last year. Not just the fact that we lost it, but like looking around the locker room and seeing guys that I created really good relationships with that I was definitely going to miss and help me as a hockey player and as a person. It was definitely a tough pill to swallow. So,
what activities do you guys like to partake in to make yourself better hockey players?
I know myself and these guys like to play some pickleball on the weekends, work on our hand-eye coordination, whatever it may be, get the blood flowing, and obviously being in the weight room, working on getting stronger and faster and all that stuff.
Yeah, definitely weight room was probably number one. But also, yeah, like Bridger said, like other activities, like, you know, we like to golf with the boys, play a little pickleball, keep the blood flowing, and, you know, especially on like weekend game days, you know, you want to get up early and get the blood flowing a little bit. So whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously golf with the boys is always fun. Works on that hand eye and pickleball on the weekends, and just making sure you stay in the weight room, shooting pucks.
Okay. Final question. Who do you guys believe is your biggest inspiration for hockey?
I'm going to have to say Mikael Granlund from the Minnesota Wild. He got traded a couple years ago, but growing up, I remember watching him. He was never the most skilled guy or the best player in the team, but he always played his role, and every single day he came to work, and I kind of modeled myself after that, not being the most skilled guy on the ice, but just trying to bring what I can to the team no matter who we're playing and every night.
Yeah, I think I'm going to bring it to a Northfield kid. When I was young, I grew up like watching Andy Carroll, went on to play Division I hockey. Yeah, I always watched him, and he just played the game so well, and I always kind of looked up to him and the way he played. Try to model my game after that.
I would never tell this to his face, but I'm actually going to go Jake Geiger from graduating last year. He was won the Herb Brooks Award winner just because he was such a good teammate, such a good captain. And, you know, even if he was the best player on the ice, he never had that, like, cocky attitude where you'd know that. He was always just a good teammate to, you know, everybody on the ice. And
even Keel.
I respected that a lot. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for coming in today. And thank you, KYMN fans, for listening. If you missed a part of this interview live or you just want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header. You're with Grant Selko on this week's Meet the Raider on the Raider app. Tune in for more sports this week on KYMN 95.1, The One.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care.
Hello.
Mike. Hello. Can you hear me?
Thank you.
Mike. Hello.
I can hear you.
Okay, you can hear me. Okay, good.
Yep.
All right. We just got done interviewing some of your boys, Bridger Riley, Griffin, and Christian Whiteman. So let's talk more hockey in about 60 seconds.
Sounds good.
All right.
Bank in Northfield can help. Our ability to make decisions locally provides you the highest level of service at competitive rates. Your finances and home are important to you, and having a staff that you can trust makes all the difference. We make banking easy with real estate specialists and loan officers ready to help you. Stop by Heritage Bank on Highway 3 or contact us at heritagebankmn.com and see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can help you build your future.
Craywood is a rare opportunity to find heavily wooded home sites in Northfield. Our new model home will be starting soon. It's a mid-century design in a mid-century neighborhood. Craywood is close to the core of Northfield, just a short walk to downtown or to either college. This time of year may be the best time to plan and get started on your new home so we can complete it by next summer. Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, Johnson Rylan Builders and Remodelers, where custom homes meet your budget and your dreams.
The economic pulse of Northfield is beating, and your business is part of it. Make sure you stay connected to that pulse with the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. They can help you form relationships and partnerships that can take your business to the next level. Networking events are great opportunities to get your business in front of new people and to make strong connections with other Northfield area business owners. The Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce knows how important your business is to our community. Stay connected to the economic pulse of Northfield. Go to northfieldchamber.com, join, and take your business to the next level.
95.1. The One.
And welcome back to a Raider Wrap here on a Saturday morning. It is the 23rd day of November already. Craziness, isn't it? Thanksgiving coming up on Thursday, so hopefully you will have something fun to do. And I know that Laura Baker, they are looking for some drivers for Thursday, so they are looking for some volunteer help if you can help out in any way. And basically what they do is they put on a huge Thanksgiving feed for the community for anybody who wants to come and participate, and that's going on Thursday, I think from 11 to 1 or 11 to 2, somewhere in that area. But needless to say, they need volunteers. So if you just go to laurabaker.com or .net, you can look it up and look to volunteer on Thursday if you have a minute or two. It's about an hour, hour and a half. You load the stuff in your car, you go down, you deliver it to people in the houses or maybe at the assisted living homes or stuff like that, or into people's homes that, you know, may not be able to get out and about. So it gives you an opportunity to get out there and share some happiness with some other people on Thanksgiving Day. So again, Laura Baker, if you're interested in looking for something to do on Thursday to help give back, you can certainly do that. 12 minutes in front of 11 o'clock. We're at 35, overcast skies. What do you expect? It's November. And November brings what? Hockey. More hockey. And that's all we do is bring hockey. Hockey, hockey, hockey today. Good morning, hockey. Mike Luckcraft, head coach of the boys hockey team, joins us. Coach, how you doing?
I am well. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, it seems like only last spring we were talking. And you guys went to the state and again and had a nice little showing, got one of the victories there, but came up a little short. So now it's an all-new year. Looks like 9 people left from last year's state team, and they were some dominant players. Let's talk about that real quick versus what you got this year. You got 9 more returning. So Jake Geiger, Caden Munson, Cam Kaiser, that number one out the door. Winter, I think, is gone. You've got Will Cashin from last year's team who joins this team again. So there's some great leadership there as well. You do have Max Frank. You got Ben Geiger was young last year. It seems like he's been around forever. That's a nice veteran experience for just a young hockey player out there. You know, I think he's only a sophomore this year. You got Bridger Riley coming back. Ashton Pumper's coming. Michael Stewart, Carter Simon. A lot of these guys got a lot of play time last year. So tell me, what is Coach Luckcraft and that coaching staff, what are they thinking when they were coming into the season 2 weeks ago, and where are they now?
Yeah, thanks. Always new opportunity. You know, we had some dynamic players on last year's team that led us. And so we'll have to, you know, fill that void this year with the new players that are coming up and some players that are coming back. You mentioned some key players that are going to support the offensive side of it. That's probably going to be the biggest area of change, at least initially, as the younger guys get adapted to high school hockey. That core of 4 defensemen with Bridger, Benny, Ashton, and Carter, and then Max in goal to start, you know, is going to be kind of the core of what we'll rely on early. But we've got some dynamic young guys coming up, and so that's going to be a great addition. Got some guys coming up from the JV, got some guys coming up from the Bantam program. So ready to go for the season. Exciting you know, exciting first couple of weeks, just getting everybody, you know, adapted to a little bit of our systems and learning a little bit about high school hockey. And come next Tuesday, we'll be ready to roll.
Like I said, you got Cashin that showed up, and he was a great contender. Played a lot last year, a little bit the year before that as well, so he's really stepping in. Griffin Canelli, an outstanding player in the past couple of years for sure. Goes hard against the boards, likes to challenge people in the net area, has not afraid to get in the crease and fight, you know, fight for it and whatnot. And Christian Waitman again. So those guys just were on our Meet the Raider there as well. Do you see particular people in particular stepping up, taking over that leadership role? Is it kind of assumed, or how does that work?
Yeah, again, we'll figure all that out as the season goes along. I think, you know, players step up as they, you know, their confidence grows, and that always, you know, takes a little while. I think it could potentially be a little more by committee this year. You know, that top line we relied on pretty heavily last year, and they did, you know, a lot of the scoring with our power play and with, you know, heavy minutes. This year, we've got a little more depth, which is great. Again, some of the younger guys coming up are going to step right in. I like, you know, the skating ability and some bigger bodies, so that'll be a good adaptation to high school hockey right away. And then certainly, you know, that top line with Griff and Michael and Will, you know, is going to be that returning leadership. Oliver, Christian, both those guys, you know, played on last year's team. Charlie Becker, and then the Henry Webbers, you know, Wade Gilbertson, Miles Canelli, Owen Jensen are all going to be, or Brody Jensen are all going to be guys that are going to jump right in and support that offensive side of it. So it's good. We've got a good nucleus.
They talked in the Meet the Raider segment this morning about the fact that they felt pretty confident that Northfield still, even with all those people graduating, the people coming back, that Northfield, because they are the section champion, they do have a target on their back as well, and that they firmly believe, though, that they are the team to beat. Would you confirm that, or how would you look at that?
I think you are always the team to beat until somebody beats you. You know, I mean, that's kind of the way that it works, right? We've had a couple of successful years as far as getting to the state tournament and won the conference 3 years in a row. So certainly there's a precedent set within the program to, you know, hopefully achieve those goals, conference first, followed by section. And you know, our schedule reflects that. I think that's been one of the great growth developments of the program as we're starting to play all the top teams in Class A, including going up to Warroad this year. So getting those high-level tests so that we can be prepared, you know, to play our best hockey at the end of the season and hopefully make a run again.
This is actually, I think, when you look at last year's scores, you had Geiger, Munson, Kaiser, right? Everyone knew who those
yep.
guys were, and they were just, you know, rattling off points. The combination was 181 points between those three guys alone. But then you look at, so Will Cashin, Will had 33 points. Michael Stewart had 24 points. Young Ben Geiger had 23 points. Ty Frank has moved on, but Bridger Riley had 19 points. Canelli had 18 points. So you've got some guys that were contributing last year, but now it sounds like it opens up the scoring for these guys to maybe step in and take over some of those scoring roles.
Well, for sure. And I think, you know, we probably played our first line a little heavier last year just because of the formula that we had and the dynamic of the team. And this year, it might be a little more by committee, might be, you know, three lines really rolling through. I definitely see our defensemen adding to the offense this year. Ben is super dynamic. Ben Geiger, Bridger Riley is going to contribute offensively. Ashton Pumper is a very good skater. He'll make his way up the ice and contribute offensively. So that that defensive core, it just might be a little different style of how we have to play this year. But I anticipate that we'll score some goals. We've got, like I said, these younger guys coming up can all play, they can all skate, and they're good sized kids, so they can, you know, handle themselves in front of the net and in the corners and win in those critical battles.
We talk about, you know, being big and fast. That seems to be kind of like everyone's kind of heading that direction, to be big and fast. How do you marry that thing together? I mean, how much bigger can these young kids get? How faster can they get?
It's amazing. You know, I mean, I always flash back to a long time ago when I played high school hockey, but it was rare to see, you know, a 200-pound high school kid that could really skate athletically, you know, was good on his edges and had good transitional skating and could get up and down the ice. And we've got three of those guys coming in this year. And then again, just the athletic skating of some of our younger players, being able to transition quickly, being really agile with the puck. So the high school hockey development has been incredible over the last, you know, 10 or 15 years. So these guys are getting high level coaching. They're training a little bit longer and they're ready to play. So that's why I like the size aspect of it, because you can handle, you know, when you're a 14 or 15 year old playing against 18 year olds, you know, that size and physical difference can be a factor. Some of our young guys coming up have that, you know, they're carrying that weight and that physical play. So the adjustment won't be quite as great, which is awesome.
Right. Yeah, I know. I mean, when I was a freshman, I think I was 5'1", about 83 pounds. And then as a junior, I'm 6'2", you know, pushing a big whoop in 140. But but still, you know, just the whole growth and maturity and playing on JV and varsity when you were a freshman, and then 2-3 years later, just the development of not only your own personal physical, you know, body, but just the experiences that you've had, and that, you know, you just keep bringing that determination, you know, to get over the wall, to be a part of that, you know, starting team, and to be a part of that. Yep. And you just bring that physicality, and because you fought so hard when you're young, that now that your body is actually growing into it, it brings a whole different skill set.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, it's just the next level, right? You're stepping up from Pee-wees to Bantams, from Bantams to high school, and that's the biggest step, just because there's the largest age and grade gap. You know, we've got a ninth grader on this year's team and a group of seniors. So, I mean, there's a long age gap, you know, physically within that time. But our ninth grader's a really good player, so we're excited to have him, to have Miles Connelly with us this year. It's going to be fun.
Well, you guys start off the season Tuesday night against Rochester Century John Marshall. That's a combination team that they had to put them all together because they seem to be lacking some student participation down there. But what are you you're looking at Rochester? Did you do any scrimmages this week?
We did a scrimmage with Lakeville North during the tryouts, and then we went up for a little two-session scrimmage thing up at Monticello last weekend. So we got a little bit of game time in, and those went fine, you know, as predicted. So Century's going to be good. You know, they're the defending 1AA champion and finished right behind us in the conference last year. So that'll be a great test right out of the gate, and then little quick Thanksgiving turnaround, and we play Minneapolis on Friday, who I went and scouted the other night, and they've got a nice team with some good speed and quickness. And then Proctor, who's off to a 2-0 start and seems to be putting some pucks in the net on Saturday. So it's going to be a quick transition into live action here starting on Tuesday night.
Right. Yeah. Practice to let's get going. And then, yeah. I mean, you look at your schedule then. Okay, so St. Cloud Cathedral won the state title last year. You got beat by them in the opening round. Orono, you got beat in the final round. And so these are all state contenders that you got. You're on there. Monticello's on there. Lakeville North's on there. I don't think Detroit Lakes made it last year, but still always a great hockey program. You got War Road on the schedule. Man, who decided to create this schedule? Hey, my God, it's murderer's row.
We love it. That's the intention, right? You want to play the best team, so it rises your level of play, your level of intensity, your level of compete, and ultimately, you know, builds your program for the future. So those are good things for us to play those teams, and it's exciting to have those options on our schedule. You know, the Big Nine, you know, has some talented teams, but it's nice in our non-conference schedule to be able to play, you know, really high level teams and have those teams want to play us. So that's been a really fun addition to our schedule.
Well, awesome. I appreciate you taking a couple minutes out of your day today as you get ready for Tuesday night's opener. We will be broadcasting live from there, so be looking for me to get a little pregame activity with you about 6:30 on Tuesday night.
Sounds good. We'll see you there.
All righty. It's Mike Luckraft, head coach of the boys hockey team. My goodness, hockey, hockey, and more hockey. You got to love it, though, don't you? I mean, it is the winter season. Things are upon us, and it's just fantastic. So we look forward to Tuesday night's game because it's gonna be fun. It's just you know, I mean, you just got to get going on some of these games and just get out there and enjoy them. We have had a couple of games, a couple of opportunities that we did with regards to the girls hockey team as of recent. So we broadcasted a couple of those games for you this past week as well. So if you want to tune in, you can tune in to us on AM 1080 and 95.1 The One KYMN. Tuesday night, we'll be facing off, like I said, 7:15 against Rochester John Marshall Century. But we will do a pregame starting around 6:50. And don't forget KYMNradio.net. If you can't hear us here locally, just go to KYMNradio.net. Click on that little live button. You click on that bad boy, and all of a sudden, phew, there it is. We're live. So you can listen all around the world right here on 95.1 The One. We'll be right back.
The City of Northfield's Economic Development Authority is partnering with the University of Minnesota to gain a deeper understanding of business life in Northfield through the Connecting Business and Community Program. This process includes direct conversation with every willing business in Northfield. Volunteers, professionals, and local leaders will interview business owners about their general community concerns, challenges in business operations, and economic outlook to better understand what works and what needs work in Northfield. To learn more about this program, visit the city's website. We want every business in town to participate. That's northfieldmn.gov/CBC.
The economic pulse of Northfield is beating, and your business is part of it. Make sure you stay connected to that pulse with the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. They can help you form relationships and partnerships that can take your business to the next level. Networking events are great opportunities to get your business in front of new people and to make strong connections with other Northfield area business owners. The Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce knows how important your business is to our community. Stay connected to the economic pulse of Northfield. Go to northfieldchamber.com, join, and take your business to the next level.
Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away.
Welcome back to the Raider Wrap, and we're wrapping up the wrap, as they will say, as we get ready for the holiday season. It's time to wrap some things up. Happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you on Thursday and every day, actually. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope you find something to be grateful for each and every day of your life. And if you can't, just look into the sky right now. A little bit of sunshine poking through. It doesn't seem like much, does it? But by God, 10 seconds of that really changes the way you look at your day. We want to thank everyone who joined us this morning. Yes, Mr. LaPenta, who joined us, the associate head coach of the girls' hockey team, joining us this morning, along with Griffin Canelli, Bridger Riley, Christian Whiteman, all joining us this morning on this week's Raider Wrap, and Mike Lovecraft, the head coach of the boys' hockey team, just joining us here just before that commercial break. So if you want to listen back, go to kymnradio.net. Just go to programs, click on programs, click on the Raider Wrap, look for today's date, and you can listen back. And you can go back into the archives. If you want to listen to something we heard talked about last week or maybe a year ago, you can go back into the archives and listen back to that. So thank you for everyone who joined us this morning on the program. And we're debating. We might have a program next Saturday. We may not. We're still, checking flights and accommodations, if you will. But nonetheless, thank you so much for joining us on the Raider Wrap each and every Saturday morning here on KYMN. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu, thanking you for joining us on the program and listening to the nonsense each and every week. Don't forget to join us Tuesday night, 6:50, as we broadcast live. The Northfield Raiders boys hockey team kicks off the season against Rochester John Marshall Century, coming up on Tuesday night right here on KYMN. Have a great day. It's about 4 minutes after 11. We'll talk again soon. Jimmy LaRue, Saturday morning, wishing you and yours all the very, very best. You're listening to the Raider Rap right here on AM 1080 and 95.1 The One, KYMN. Have a great day.
Are you a business owner looking to cut costs? You may qualify for thousands of dollars in rebates from Minnesota Energy Resources. Not to mention, simple upgrades can save you even more on your monthly energy bill.